B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, I need somebody to explain to me how this is a good thing for the business. All right? It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. There's a bar that's going to be opening up in, I don't know where it is. St. Louis, something like that. Missouri, I don't know. Anyway, it's called Open Concept. And what they're going to do is, instead of charging you per drink, they're going to charge you by the hour. So
it is Missouri, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're looking to open a business in Boston, listen to this. So they're going to... You'll pay $10 an hour for premium drinks. So you just pay $10. Let's say they're 3 hours, $30. That's it. And you get as many premium drinks as you want. If you pay $20 an hour, you can buy the top shelf liquor as much as you want. So it's almost like kind of like an open bar in a way.
Huh.
Once you put down a little down payment in the beginning. So I don't understand, because now let's think about it. Let's say I spend 3 hours at this place, right? Spend $60. Those top shelf drinks, man, some of them go for like $60 for one drink. So like I'm making out like a champ.
You would think so on the surface, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how's the bar making money out of this?
Top shelf meaning like your Ketel One, your Ciroc, your Belvedere, your Grey Goose, your Hennessy, stuff like that, correct?
Yeah.
And $10 is like probably your beer, wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can we back up for 1 second? Where are you getting a drink that's $60?
No, I was thinking that.
Where are you going?
Real fancy ass drinks.
Black label. Okay.
Yeah, like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I would never pay that much.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You're gonna pay that, and you can get as many of those as you want.
There's a Diddy makes a brand of Ciroc that is, I believe it was $60 or $70 for one shot.
That's what I'm talking about. So how is this bar making money?
And people are going to be getting alcohol poisoning trying to fit it all in an hour.
That's what it is. They're probably trying to like attract that crowd that like, you know, likes to socially drink and hang out and stuff like that. But there's always that person that's going to ruin it. And it's going to go in there. I remember one time I went to a bar with my cousin and they were doing dollar drinks, dollar beers.
Oh, man.
They didn't know that he's an alcoholic.
Oh, come on, man.
He went in there, he dropped the 20, and he was like, let's get going.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no. It was bad.
But this is like a whole different idea of its own. Apparently, this particular bar, they have a technology that allows them to track your alcohol consumption with your cell phone. Like, when you go in, you have to sign in with your phone.
Yeah.
And for however they do it, there's a way they can track how much liquor you've been drinking, so they can shut you off at any time. So I don't know, though, because, you know, some people's, like, tolerance is higher than others. And
yeah.
Some people can sit there for 3 hours and drink, you know, and be fine.
So you get your drink, and then they probably, like, scan a barcode on your phone or something like
that.
Yeah, but like you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I might go in.
Something's going to go wrong.
And two drinks puts me on my ass, and there's someone else who walks in, and they're like, two drinks.
Right.
Dude, come on.
Lightweight, come on.
Keep it going right there. Like, Leroy, even though Leroy's not used to like the fancy drinks. He likes the
Dollaritas.
Yeah, he likes the water. He likes the watered down dollar. Like, you would go into that place and immediately you would die.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.